This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The theme of the next 4.5 minutes of this radio program is going to be, that was interesting. And it's going to be a conversation that ranges across topics both political and economic to do it. We've got Lynette Lopez from Business Insider, Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. She is in New York. He is in Washington. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
Sudeep, let me start with you and the political news of the day. The letter from FBI Director James Comey saying that he had new information related to the Hillary Clinton email investigation. It turns out to have been, according to the New York Times, emails from either Anthony Weiner's phone or Huma Abedin's phone. She, of course, is a Clinton advisor. Point being that when that news broke, it was 10 o'clock in the morning our time, 1 o'clock for you guys on the East Coast. The Dow lost 100 and something points, not huge, but it was a straight up drop. The VIX, the anxiety index, it is sometimes called, shot up. What are we to make of the jitteriness going into this election?
If you bet that Hillary Clinton's emails would be the thing that moved the stock market at the end of October, you win. But nobody bet that. Markets have been expecting since early October, when we got the Trump tapes and all of his issues with women, markets bet that Hillary Clinton would become president of the United States. It was over for him, and it was not quite a one-way bet, but pretty close to it across the board. And markets are built around certainty. Mm-hmm. When there is uncertainty, when anything changes, not just the traders, but their computer systems, the algo systems, all react to it, and they're going to respond. They responded immediately, obviously, and then you had some actual human decision-making come in instead of just artificial intelligence. And once that comes through, people will think, oh, well, maybe it's not going to change all that much. But this does scramble a little bit of the calculus about not just the presidency, but the House and Senate races, and is it still in a slam dunk for Democrats on certain seats, and all of that matters, and it will definitely matter over the next 10 days.
Lynette, talk to me. 10, 11 days, where are we?
You know, I still think we're in the same place we were before. The market came back. We'll see what's in those emails. They've been through tens of thousands of them.
Yeah.
And if they find something, I will be even more shocked than I was when this news came out today. Far more shocked than I was when I heard that awful Donald Trump tape. I will be more shocked than I was, probably at any point in my life.
So, Lynette, let's stick with the topic then, straight up economic. Gross domestic product came out this morning, 2.9% in the most recent quarter, with a proviso that this is going to get revised one way or the other. Surprisingly strong, sort of, that happened.
Surprisingly strong. We like that. We like good news. It's not, it's definitely not what Donald Trump wanted to hear today, though, he gets handed bad news about the economy all the time and pivots to something about himself. But, 2.9 GDP growth is not that great. In reality,
but given where
we've
been,
gotten in a couple years, and so hey, why not? Let's take it. Let's embrace it. Love it.
Sudeep, hey, why not? 2.9%.
Hey, why not? We'll take anything we can get right now. We've had most of this expansion. We're now in the eighth year of the economic expansion. It's been roughly 2% growth for the entire time. When you move past the volatility quarter to quarter, it's basically the same kind of economic growth pace throughout most of this period. And we're not getting a whole lot better than that. And Trump might talk about 4 or 5% growth. This is not the kind of economy, an advanced economy with these kind of demographics that are going to give you something amazing. But we're also not completely falling apart. So at least we should.
But we should also remember that.
Yeah, go ahead, Lynette.
This isn't even growth. This isn't even growth. Yep. It's not the same for everyone in America. And that's that's the wrinkles that we have to iron out following this election with policy. But, over the past couple of years, we haven't really done that.
Right. So let me throw that question to you, Lynette, with 45 seconds left, plus or minus. The evening out of that discrepancy in economic growth is going to fall to the next president, whoever that may be. But they will take office with a large chunk of this electorate feeling disenfranchised both economically and politically. Where do they go?
That is a question that I certainly can't answer as somebody who likes to follow the numbers. What I do know is that both candidates are people who want to increase infrastructure spending.
Yep.
Trump wants to do it while also at the same time cutting taxes, which is like a mathematical conundrum. But they both want to invest in America again.
Yep.
So I think that Hillary is a practiced technocrat. She hopefully will be able to get bills through Congress, especially in a more friendly Senate. So we shall see. But investing in America, that's the hot new thing. Yeah. Future preference, what Lynette, we can do for tomorrow.
Lynette Lopez at Business Insider, Sadiq Brady from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks a lot, you two.
Thanks, Kai.
All right.
Thanks, Kai.
Have a nice weekend. 10 days.